And they're like, "You're not preaching tonight, are you?" I said, "No." And so they were high-fiving. But we usually do something a little bit different. Open your Bibles tonight. Open up to Psalm 107. Actually, start in 105. Psalm 105. Psalm 105 and verse 1, it says, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, call upon His name, make known His deeds among the people." It says, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, call upon His name, make known His deeds among the people." You know, the Lord's been good. The Lord is good. I don't want to use that in the past tense. You know, today and at Hilton East, we're taking some, just some blessings and some things that they were thankful for. And the one guy, the first guy, he's like, "I'm thankful for friends." No, he was the second guy. First guy said health. Guy in Hilton East says health. Second guy says friends. I thought, man, I don't know. Praise the Lord. Those are two things that I would think people living in Hilton East did not have. And there they were. So praise the Lord for that. But the Lord certainly has done great things around us and through us. And tonight I'd like to take some time and use our words to show our appreciation to God by letting one another know how thankful we are for the blessings that God has blessed us with. And so if anyone would like to raise their hand and we'll try and call on you orderly. And we'll shoot to be done sometime around 8 o'clock or so, or maybe a little after. But so don't wait till the very end concerning that. So does someone have something that they're thankful for tonight? All right. Today when she just came into the office and was just like, "I need help." And the Lord gave us peace about working together. And how long have you guys been here now? I was going to say, it's got to be close to 3 years now. And so praise the Lord for that. Somebody else? Somebody else? Something that they're thankful for. Jessica. Yeah. In Psalm 105, it told us, hey, make known the deeds that God did among His people. And then in Psalm 107, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Whom He hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy. Yeah. And the Lord saved us out of something. Not just to something, but from something. And it sure is a blessing to have that. Somebody else? And it says this in verse 1. It says, "And you hath he quickened who are dead in trespasses and sins, wherein in time past ye walk according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience." In verse 3 it says, "Among whom also we all had our conversation in times past, in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. But God, who is rich in mercy, for His great love wherewith He loved us, even when we were dead in sins, and hath quickened us together with Christ, for by grace are ye saved, and hath raised us up together, and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come He might show the exceeding riches of His grace and His kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. For by grace are ye saved, through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them." You know, the Lord has a course and plan for our life. Usually, around the first of the year, you reflect on the previous year, and then you look forward to what it is that you want to change or what adjustments you want to make for the next year. But as I stand here and I think, man, a year ago, where were we, or where was I, and what was going on to what is today? And I think this is very different than how I thought it would be, which God hath before ordained And the Lord knew and had a plan. All I want to do is be faithful to His plan. So although the circumstances aren't always what we want them to be, I am thankful for God's plan. I'm thankful how He gives us strength and the ability to go through those things. Sunday night teared up a little bit just talking about you, church, of how thankful I am for each and every one of you. How you encourage me and how you help our family and you're a blessing to us. I don't want to say this wrong, but sometimes the ministry brings difficulty. And I'm okay with that. I'm okay with learning and growing together. And I don't expect that we handle every situation perfectly. But I do expect just in my own heart and in my own life that if I'm doing something wrong, that I can quickly adjust it humbly. And I'm so thankful for a church that's so patient and gracious. And I really am thankful for each of you. Thankful for my family. And I'm thankful for good friends. Sometimes through difficult times, friends scatter. But I have not felt that in any way. I'm thankful for the strengthening of relationships. So, thankful for my salvation, that of His kindness towards us, as it said in this passage. This is a very special passage, a very sweet passage. Reminds me of where I was and what He did and the change. Thankful for Christ. And the difference He made. Somebody else? Rick? Three? Verse 15, and let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which also you are called in one body, and be thankful. Be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in songs and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And whatsoever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God by the Father by Him. In all that we do, we are to give thanks to God. And all that we are, we're to be thankful. The Scripture's filled with verses that demand that we are thankful. Somebody else tonight? All right. Mrs. Jabez, chapter 4. Heard a bunch from our young people and our older people. Do any of our young adults or teens have something they'd like to share? Maybe think about it as we read this. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 and verse 14, it says, "For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with Him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord Himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, and with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God. Then Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord." And it tells us this, "Wherefore comfort one another with these words." The Word of God has an ability to do what no man can do. And that's to comfort. But certain things there's just no words for outside of the promises of God, as it's been said. And I like that. "And so shall we ever be with the Lord." Praise the Lord. One of our teenagers or young people. And how much he has in it all. And those are good reminders. It helps us, certainly. Somebody else? In verse 15, and the seventh angel sounded, and there were great voices in heaven saying, the kingdom of this world are become the kingdom of the Lord and of his Christ. And he shall reign forever and ever. And the 24 elders which sat before God on their seats fell upon their faces and worshipped God, saying, we give thee thanks, O Lord God Almighty, which art and wast and art to come, because thou hast taken to thee thy great power and hast reigned. I thank God for his power. And I look forward to that day. What a scene that will be. A couple more. Rhonda?
A friend of mine, I told you this, that doesn't know the Lord, just wanted to do this week, and said she asked me a couple of pretty pointed questions.
For tonight, Lord, as it's been said many times over, I'm thankful that your mercy endureth forever. Lord, I pray that we would have tender hearts to your leading and your speaking. Lord, help us to continue to be a friend to many. Lord, help us to continue to encourage one another to do that which is right. Lord, thank you for the things that you've done for us, through us, around us. Lord, may we give you all the honor and glory. And I pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you, church. Have a good day.